live from the GPB newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. 881 people have now died from coronavirus in Georgia. The state health department says as of last night, the number of confirmed cases climbed to 21,883. Over 300 people have died in Georgia nursing homes, and thousands of staff and residents have tested positive. But as GPB's Grant Blankenship reports, fighting the virus in long-term care facilities is complicated by some economic hurdles.
One Pruitt Health nursing home in Macon has seen two deaths and over 70 infections from COVID-19. So that means contact tracing, or running down people who may have passed the virus along to someone else, is critical for the 20 virus-positive workers there. Michael Hawkinson of the North Central Health District says he can't speak for those 20 workers, but in general, the poor pay at nursing homes means contact tracing will often lap over into second jobs.
So you can see how one person can then become a person with exponential contacts.
Hawkinson says the labor demands of investigating frontline workers also means the vast majority of known Middle Georgia infections are going without any contact tracing at all, meaning those infected but untraced could spread the virus unchecked. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
As some businesses prepare to open in Georgia in just a few hours, Governor Brian Kemp has released a detailed list of some new requirements. Last night, the governor signed a new executive order stating, among other things, that signs must be placed at entrances of businesses saying patrons cannot enter if they have symptoms of COVID-19. Customers must also be screened for fever at the entrance. Occupancy must be limited, and sanitation routines must be followed. Meanwhile, an Emory University infectious disease expert says he's concerned about some businesses opening today. The White House Coronavirus Committee's recommendations for reopening suggest that after a 14-day decline in new cases, states could begin to slowly get back to business. But Emory's Carlos Del Rio says he's not seeing that.
This is not like we're open for business. You've heard in the news many people saying, I'm not comfortable opening my business. I think at the end of the day, people are going to make decisions and are going to decide what to do. What we need to emphasize to people is continue practicing social distance, continue being careful.
Today, gyms, salons, barbershops, massage studios, and some other indoor facilities can reopen. This is GPB.